Well, it's a big day in Lansing, not just because the legislature has passed a budget that'll go to Governor Snyder for his signature. It includes a lot of cuts, more money for roads and the like. Cuts to the MEDC, we'll see what that means to Pure Michigan down the road. The cut's going to be about 11%. And we will cover that for you later on in the show with the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Al Pashoka, at 11:20 this morning. But it's also Michigan Golf Day at the Capitol, which ties right into what we're doing with the Pure Michigan Golf Tour from here at the Fortress in Frankenmuth today. And we're happy to welcome into our program once again the Executive Director for the Golf Owners Association of Michigan, Kate Moore, back with us once again. How are you, Kate?
I'm great. Good morning, Frank.
Have you set up some putting greens and the like for the legislators up there? What have you done?
Oh, we have a beautiful display here at the Capitol Lawn this morning. We've got a couple of big tents, and we've got hitting cage and putting contests. We're ready to greet about 400 legislators and their staff this afternoon for lunch.
But you're probably barred from filming some of their swings, aren't you? They don't want that out on social media anywhere, I guarantee you.
I can guarantee that, too.
Yeah, well, you don't want to see my putting stroke either, so I have a lot in common with these people. What message are you trying to bring to the legislature, especially given that, there are threats already being made that some Pure Michigan funding could be cut as a result of the reductions in the budget for the MEDC?
Mm-hmm. Well, our primary message to the legislature is so that they understand what an important business golf is in the state of Michigan. You know, we think of golf as a recreation, a pastime, a sport, a competition. And I think that we need to let them know, in fact, that we have over 800 golf businesses here in the state and employ almost 60,000 people. So this is our primary message. Certainly we're going to talk to them about funding for Pure Michigan, which David West, the new vice president of Travel Michigan for Pure Michigan, is our speaker here this morning. So we're excited to carry that message, and I'm hoping that we don't have much of a threat from those two adjustments that could be made to the budget or Pure Michigan.
Yeah, well, you would think not, because they can document how Pure Michigan, as an advertising campaign worldwide, has brought tax revenues back to the state that far exceed what we spend on the campaign. It's not like the film credits, where they have to talk about economic activity to try to make it look like it pays for itself, when in actuality it doesn't. This is real dollars coming into the Treasury that are far in excess of what we spend on the advertising campaign.
Right. They estimate $6.3 on the dollar is our generated revenue from the Pure Michigan campaign. It's absolutely phenomenal. And I think one of the important things for people to remember with the campaign is, even though it might, look at Michigan as a destination or a resort property as a destination, you know, whenever you see an ad for those amazing golf courses, it makes me think of playing in my little backyard golf course. So it really does impact all of the consumers, including the Michigan consumers.
I thought an important point earlier when you talked about the golf courses as businesses, because I think we fail to remember that sometimes as we think about just the enjoyment that we get out of the sport and visiting various courses around the state. They are still businesses, and that means jobs.
Right.
There are tons of people employed here. You mentioned the number, 63,000.
Yeah, and golf itself has about a $4.2 billion economic impact on the state. And because we employ so many people, that trickles into, so many different ancillary jobs, too. And the other thing that I think is really critical is how much money golf does promote for charity. Golf beats every other sport combined in how much money they donate to charities. You think of all of those outings that we have for every kind of charity you could imagine. That golf course owner has to make the decision to give them the kind of service and deal that is going to help them raise money. So it's important that we support those charity golf outings, and we support the local golf course owner as well.
Yeah, that's a great point, because the owners in many cases offer deep discounts to the charities to help support them. It's their way of making the donation to the charities, while others pay for their greens fees or the dinner or in auction items.
Right.
And they all work hand in glove in that
mm-hmm.
way.
So, absolutely.
Well, I hope you can continue to drive this point home. You know, it's almost in some ways a shame that you've got to go up to Lansing and do this, to bring it to people's attention, to remind them about what this big part of the tourist industry really means.
Well, you know, this is why our office, the Michigan Golf Course Owners Association, our office is just two blocks from the Capitol, and it's 30% of what we do. We visit the Capitol. Our lobbyist is there every day. And today we're going to visit every single legislator's office. And every legislator is going to get a packet of information that talks about the industry, the economic impact, charitable impact, environmental impact, just so we can really spread that message, especially to the new legislators.
Well, good for you. I wish we could have tied that in with our golf tour and done the broadcast right from there. We were at Forest Acres just yesterday up there in East Lansing, and it would have
and
been
now
great to
you're up at the Fortress today, and I love we're, that there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful golf course right along the Cass River, and a great time. They do a marvelous job, as you know, here in Frankenmuth overall as a part of tourism, and to have golf a part of it now too, in addition to the Splash Hotel, and of course Zender's and Bavarian Inn for the great chicken and especially buttered noodles. It's quite the combination.
We all have our favorites,
here,
don't we? We all have.
Yes,
our
we. Do, Kate. And the buttered noodles didn't stand a chance last night at dinner. Hey,
well,
thank you for the time this morning.
Play golf.
All right. You take care and have a great time, and try to sneak a few videos of those legislative swings. I'd love to see them.
Okay. We'll do our best.
I'll see you later.
Thanks,
thank you, Kate. Kate Moore, the Michigan Golf Owners Association Executive Director.